Well, I'm going to pick up on something that you were just singing about for a few moments. If I can have my PowerPoint, please, and full screen, that would be great, thank you. We're going to be thinking a few moments about treasure. About treasure. You see, treasure and value are kind of linked together. What you treasure is kind of what you value, and what you value is what you treasure. I wonder, what do you treasure most when it comes to Christmas? Whether you're young or whether you're old this morning. What is it that you treasure most when we come to Christmas? Is it the family? It's great to have the family back together again, spending good time together. Is it the parties? Lots of Christmas parties that you go to. Is it the food? Who loves a bit of Christmas food? Excellent, fantastic. Or is it the presents? Is it the gifts that you hope you're going to get? Yeah, absolutely. But it might be something completely different to that. It might be something completely different. You might value or treasure your career if you're older. You might value and treasure money or your house or holidays or all kinds of other things. Value is a bit of a strange thing, isn't it? Who would like that bowl there? Okay, let me ask the question again. If I told you that it was worth £1.4 million, who would now like the bowl? Right, okay. Who would like this nice Christmas jumper? Okay, we've got a couple of people in the house. If I was to tell you that it was Princess Kate's jumper, who would now want it? Okay, there's a few more putting their hands up. Okay. Wedding ring. Now, that might not mean much to some of you or much have much value, but my wedding ring is incredibly valuable to me. It means a lot to me. It signifies something very important. Value is a funny thing, isn't it? Now, I've got some gifts. I thought it'd be good to bring some presents with me this morning. So I've got a couple of presents. Let me just fetch them. Here we are. Okay, so I've got a gift here. Who would like a gift? Yep. It's funny how the hands go up, isn't it? As soon as you... Okay, would you like to open it? Yep. Crap. I wonder, when you're opening a present, are you the kind of person that likes to peel it off painfully, carefully, so that you can save the wrapping paper till next year? Or are you the kind of guy or lady who just rips it open as quick as you can? Rip it open. Just... Hold it up high. Quality Streets. You can keep those. You can keep those. That's fine. Whoa, this looks big. I'm gonna go to somebody else. Yeah. Can you open that for me? Just an empty box. You don't want it. You're going to give it back to me. You're going to give it back. That was a bit. Okay. You want to leave it there? Leave it there. Just move back a little bit. Okay, it was empty. Wasn't much. Didn't want to keep it. Just gave it straight back to me. Okay. When it comes to Christmas, we love the pretty pictures, don't we? We love the pretty pictures of the stable and the manger and a little baby lying in the crib. But you know, more often than not, people are distracted by all the other things and value all the other things at Christmas that look much better, that look like the box of chocolates. It could be all kinds of things. It could be the trees and the decorations. It can be the snowmen if we ever get snow. It can be the turkey. It can be spending time with people and family. It can be all kinds of things. It can even be the gift. But you know, the problem is, if you focus on all of those things, you miss out the most important part of Christmas. The part that is right at the very center of Christmas. What is at the center of that picture? It is the baby Jesus. I wonder, what do you value? What do you treasure most at Christmas? Are you so taken by everything else that's going on around that you miss the reason for the season, that you miss the little child who is at the very center of what Christmas is all about? You know, we've heard this morning, you guys, you've helped us already very clearly and very helpfully think about some people who were part of the Christmas story. There were some shepherds And an angel came and visited them and told them of this great news of a baby born in a manger. And what do the shepherds do? Well, they go and find out for themselves. They go and investigate. And they come and they worship this baby. I wonder, do you need to investigate and find out for yourself this morning who Jesus is and what he came to do? But there are some other people that we've heard about this morning as well. There were some wise men. And these wise men traveled on a great journey. They probably arrived when Jesus was probably around about 2 years old. And they arrive. And these are wise men. These are men who are well thought of, well respected in society. But what do these men do? Well, they bring gifts. And what do they do when they bring the gifts? They bow down and they worship this baby. Now, when my two kids were born, nobody came and bowed down and started worshiping them. You would think that was a bit crazy. But this baby, born in a manger, who so often gets pushed to the sidelines at Christmas, was worshipped by wise men. And they brought these gifts, three gifts that we've heard about this morning, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold to represent a king. Frankincense, an incense that was used by priests to represent the fact that this baby was no ordinary baby, he was a king, but he also came to make a way for us to be with God again. And the last one, the myrrh, is what you used at death, signifying that this baby came on a mission. And his mission was to seek and to save the lost. He was going to die on a cross one day. This was no ordinary baby. He was a king. He is the king. He came as a mediator between us and the living God. And he came to make a way for us to have a relationship with God and sins forgiven through his death on the cross. You see, the box that I gave as a gift, you see, it looked pretty useless, really, didn't it? But actually, if I was to tell you that inside this box was a £20 note, you see, the problem is, it didn't look like much, but it was far more valuable than the box of chocolates. Baby Jesus in a crib didn't really look much, but he is the most valuable gift that you could ever have. He is the most valuable gift that God could have sent. The gift of Christmas is Jesus. Let me ask you this morning, will you treasure the gift of Jesus? Will you value the gift of Jesus this Christmas time? For some of you, you might just need to be reminded of that. Reminded to keep him front and center of all that you do. For others of you, it might be coming to him for the first time and recognizing him as the greatest gift and what he came to do. And you need to put your faith and trust in him. Ask him to say sorry for all your sin. Ask him for a relationship with him, acknowledging that he came as a baby to love and to give himself for you. We've had some verses read for us this morning from Isaiah. Let me just read some of them again. This is what we read. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. For unto us a child is born. It's not just a child. It's the Savior of the world. The greatest gift ever given. Jesus came.